Now there's another reason why the government doesn't want you importing cheaper drugs from Canada. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the past couple of weeks, we've heard a whole new list of ways that the terrorists could mess up our elections. In addition to planes and dirty bombs, we've added truck bombs, limousines, sightseeing helicopters, speedboats, divers, and political assassins. And today, there's still another. Prescription drugs. Lester Crawford, acting commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, after being briefed on the latest terrorist chatter, says he is now more concerned than ever about the efforts of some states to import cheaper drugs from Canada because those drug shipments could be intercepted by terrorists. He emphasized that no such thing has happened, but that it could. Okay, now, I allege nothing, but in one of those amazing coincidences, it was announced just today that the state of Vermont is right now suing the FDA for permission to re-import drugs from Canada. Vermont is one of a growing number of states whose citizens can't understand why they should have to pay three times as much as Canadians for the same pills, pills made right here in the U.S. But of course, that was before today's news that cheap drugs might play right into the hands of terrorists. Now that we know that, we will cheerfully pay three times as much as Canadians for the same pills because while a terrorist might be willing to tamper with a cheap pill, expensive pills evidently scare the jihad out of them. And you thought it was just a plain old ripoff. Oh, the ignorance of the laity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.